right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening. Welcome back. I can't do that. 7 minutes past the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, Maddie is calling. She is our Brooklyn, New York bureau chief. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? And don't forget pagan, lesbian, transsexual bureau chief. Happy Samhain.
Happy Samhain back at you. Merry meet and merry meet again.
Yes. So I'm calling basically to issue a warning.
A warning.
To those of your straight male listeners who are walking on the wild side tonight.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
I do indeed.
Because, you know, me and Hank go back a long way.
Yes, you do.
All right. So I'm going to read this to you and then comment.
All right.
New security precautions at the nation's airports and border crossings will make it more difficult for the transgender to enter the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security issued a warning that terrorists may disguise themselves in women's clothing to avoid scrutiny.
Oh, my God. We've gone insane in this country.
Yes, we have. The warning cites intelligence collected globally by the department leading the agency to believe that soft targets and more clever approaches, including use of disguise, are considered the next trend in terrorism.
Oh, my God.
Previous attacks underscore Al-Qaeda's ability to employ suicide bombers, a tactic which can be used against soft targets and VIPs. Terrorists will employ novel methods to artfully conceal suicide devices. Male bombers may dress as females in order to discourage scrutiny, the alert says. So, how about that?
I don't know what to say.
I get profiled for so many things. I've got to add this crap onto it.
I know. Boy, when they see you coming, it's like an approaching committee.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had to take out the piercings.
Well, I don't know that I would go that far.
Yeah, I set off metal detectors.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have some implants put in my jaw, and they are metal. They are... They are titanium, and I wonder what's going to happen when I walk through one of those metal detectors, huh?
No, but sir, I mean, that's so insane.
Yeah, well...
Some harmless little transgendered person...
Oh, I know, it's...
stopped at an airport.
It puts a whole different meaning on the term soft target, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! Well, you know, we're living in oblivion here, Maddie, and I don't know what to say.
Well, all I'll say, and I don't mean to generalize here on overly Semitic facial hair growth, but I mean, if you looked at the 19 guys who supposedly did the hijacking, and I did say supposedly,
right?
They would have needed a lot of like Avon to cover up those shadows.
Yeah, a truckload of Maybelline for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm on my way out, but I just wanted to wish you and Pickles a happy Samhain.
So where are you going? You going to a party?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where at? The Village?
In the Village.
Oh, God. It is. I spent one Halloween night that went on for about 6 weeks in the village. About let's see, Chris was seven, so we're talking 17 years ago, and it was just an absolute mind blowing experience. I still haven't recovered.
No, I was probably there.
You probably were.
Anyway,
what are you going as? I'm afraid to ask that question, but
no, it's pretty tame, probably by your imagination.
Yeah.
Did you see Pirates of the Caribbean?
It did indeed.
I'm going as Jack Sparrow.
Oh my God! I think, you know, I said to Kathy, I'm sorry, I'm straight as they make them, but boy, that guy turns me on.
Yeah, well, there is that, you know.
There is
you
that.
You can turn me straight.
Maddie, thanks for checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. And listen, be careful at the crossings, okay?
Well, that's why I'm bringing the saber.
I didn't mean that kind of crossing.
Oh.
Thanks, Maddie.
Okay.
All right, take care.